Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Accent On with Alona Europa, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Wow, what a crazy weather we have. I don't know, whole California, I think, is affected. But I also will say, outside of LA, we wish everybody to have a great time, great weather, because we always are unhappy with little rain, with little too hot, too cold, always something. But outside of California, the life is much worse, and the weather too. But yeah, I was petrified. The rain was crazy. And sleeping, you know, in your place and just listening to rain pouring like that, and sounds of how you call these things? That is lightning, and then you have this very big
thunder.
Boom. I'm so happy I have the voice speaking
the
to
Russian
me.
Bass, the Russian bass, perfect for thunder.
The boom. Low, beautiful boom, thunder. Yes, that was petrifying. And then driving, I was thinking how I will get to the radio if rain will be so big. I'm not the best driver and da-da-da, all of these things. But then I'm thinking everybody is driving. Somehow, God please, we all will get to work or to
home. In California, everybody stops driving. They just look at the rain and wait for it.
It's like, what?
To stop.
But okay. I need to introduce my wonderful and amazing friend. I have not so many shows that I just allowed myself to have whole show with one artist. But this artist, I think he needs to have 1 hour today. We will be having so much to talk about. And he's not here for the first time. Then if people who listen fall in love with what Ivan Smirnov is talking about and his music, then probably everybody can go to LA Talk Radio archives and just scroll down and just look for another shows with him. He's just very, very unusual, a beautiful, wonderful musician and singer and songwriter, guitar player and band leader. And he's originally from Russia, but I will be introducing his life slowly. But for right now, in studio, we have 50 minutes, and then we will be switching to video channel on LA Talk Radio. And from 7 till 8, Ivan Smirnov will be with us in a studio. We'll be taping live on the camera. Our show will be listening to him playing live new songs. And we'll be having very, very special guest with us, head of LA Talk Radio. Then please switch to video channel in 1 hour and just let's watch us. And now only listen to us. And it's good enough for all of us.
Awesome.
Ivan, hi.
Hi, привет. Привет, Earth is back. Ivan Smirnov is back.
And yes, and you
and I love it.
You were so sweet because you said, I'm so happy to be back. And yes, I think you were here maybe three times right now.
Third time. Yeah. It's a charm.
It's a charm.
Yes.
And I have never enough of your artistry. I have your CD in my terrain, in my car, and I love it. My daughter loves it. And we just...
Thank you so much.
Just, yeah, it's your vocals are just above and beyond. You are the rocker that we don't have too many of them, living, breathing, singing the way...
It's like, I don't know, they're slowly dying out, slowly. Like it's an extinction. They should be in the Red Book, you know, all the rare species are.
You're
one
right.
One of them is rocker.
Yes, and the style of rock that you represent is almost... vocals are so important and melody is so important. And you, of course, are adding lots of good stuff to arrangements. It's not only typical rock sound.
It's blitz rock.
Yes, yeah,
we call it blitz rock.
Well, yeah, because we need to talk really today, as some people don't know you. Never met you, because a lot of people maybe never heard our previous shows, and we need to talk what is and who Earth. We need to talk a little bit about you, and we need to talk about your music, and we have time for that, and we'll be playing some songs.
Awesome.
Okay, then if I can ask you first question, you are in America for how long?
I think it's going to be like 12 years now.
12 years, yeah. That's not, sounds like a long time.
Not a teenager yet, like 12, no. 12 years is still.
And you look like you are 16.
Well,
you really
a little older than
little,
that.
Little, yes. Yeah. But you have this boyishly very beautiful look. And I think you will be 80 and you will be looking like you are
flattered,
maybe 30.
Very flattered and just blushing.
Yes, yes, but
gosh,
it's true.
Thank God it's radio, because I'm just...
No, soon people can see you again.
Oh, my
please,
God.
Everybody switch. He really looks like he's maybe 19.
And now everybody's like expecting this supermodel. And
yes, you are. You're looking like that. And you belong to TV. You belong on a stage and on the radio. I know your voice will speak and way how you play very well for you and for all of us who listen. Then 12 years in L.A.?
Yeah, pretty much in L.A., in Los Angeles from the pretty much very beginning. And I've been through everything, you know, came here by myself with my guitar, struggled, lived in hostels, was even homeless for a little bit, and just found my way slowly but surely, met the right woman.
That's
who
very
I
important.
Love so much.
And Rain. We love her too. She was with us last show.
Yes, she was, and our
her
son.
Name is?
Her name is Lorraine.
And yes. Your son's name?
Alexander.
And Alexander is how old?
He's four. He's going to be 5 years old in May. So.
Yes, yeah. And family is beautiful. The perfect
it's
three.
The best.
And I know he's a musician also.
Yes, he's like better than me now already, probably.
Wonderful.
He knows all my songs.
Yeah, your wife is so smart, and I know she is your biggest fan.
Yeah, she's the rock.
She's a rock.
She's the blitz rock.
That's so important, to having somebody believing in you. Because in artistry, we always doubt in something. We know what is right about us, good about us, but we need somebody to tell us in a moment when we stop a little bit believing, just say, come on, man. You know,
yeah.
Woman, we know what
very
is
very important.
Very important. Then how long you are married?
I think it's going to be 10 years now.
That's 12. Beautiful, beautiful,
yeah.
Beautiful. And you mentioned you moved from Russia, yes?
Yes, I came here from Russia. And there, of course, you know, I grew up in the 90s. It was a pretty tough time. But, you know, I love Russia, and this is who I am, and the culture, everything is amazing. And I lost my mother when I was 12 and to cancer, and it was a tricky time for me, you know. Had a weird stepmother, had to sometimes even hide the fact that I was writing music in English, which was a little bit weird. I felt like something that was my, you know, my trademark in a sense. And apart from writing in Russian, of course, and today I'm going to sing something, but it's something special. I want to, you know, keep it for later. And it's something, you know, Los Angeles and rock and roll, of course, was something I always wanted to find out the roots to come to America and see for myself what it's like to live the rock and roll. You can call it a dream,
yeah,
because, you know, let's not be afraid of that word.
Yeah, of course.
And it's,
but do you think when you were in Russia, you were listening to the best music? I'm sure that American pop and rock and roll can offer. You were able to know all classic rock bands, yes?
Yes, I already had access to, even though it was still right before internet hit. It was cassettes and, you know, even vinyl and but CDs. But we still had a lot of access. We had radio and TV, of course, so yeah. Everything's there, and you hear it and you see it, and you can, you know, appreciate that. Still, I mean, American pop music and British pop music is the top notch.
Yeah.
And in my opinion, me, of course, as a Russian, it was like, why aren't we there, you know, mm-hmm. always? And I wanted to just kind of make it my mission to come here and to show that, yes, I'm able to compete. And even though the competition is insane, but, you know, it's the drive to succeed and to just show that I'm able to do this, and maybe just prove to myself, first of all, that I'm able to become that musician that I always dreamt to be, is what was always at the back of my mind and driving me to come here and through a lot of obstacles.
And I think this is what is Accent On radio show. I love what you said. I love that you mentioned that you came to America to compete with the best.
Yes.
And I just, I can say a little bit that I have very similar way of life. I believe that if you win, you need to win with the best.
Exactly.
Because it's much easier to win with in a smaller place, that you scream louder, you maybe are clothed differently than rest of people, you maybe are more pushy, more aggressive. But when you are coming to the place that almost everybody is on a level of excellence,
exactly.
Has something to offer, and even for short period of time, if you can lead this big crowd and do what you wanted to do and have your journey going up, then this is already a winning streak. We are talking different winning, because some people say winning. What does this mean, winning? Winning is to work in your business and have a right to represent who you are.
Exactly. It's, and I, in some ways, I've won. In some ways, I'm still have a lot of goals to achieve. And of course, a musician has to have goals to achieve. Otherwise, why would you want to do it, right?
Yeah.
And still a lot of work to do and a lot of things to accomplish. But, you know, release two albums. I'm sure I'm going to start working on the third one pretty soon, and there's a lot of material. And done a few things, you know. Just now recently, Music Connection, which is one of the biggest music magazines here and in Canada, placed Private Earth, which is my band, in top 25 best new acts of 2015, which was a big honor for me as a songwriter, especially because they were really evaluating my music. And it, you know, some sort of, you know, recognition on the indie level, it was priceless, because from where I come from, I always look back and I'm like, oh my gosh, I would have never even dreamt of even getting to this point. But it's awesome. It's, you know, it's still a struggle, but it's great that I was able to get to some point here.
I agree with you. This is the time right now that we need to play something of yours. Then would you like which song? Then we have three.
I got some new songs that
yes.
I sent you.
We have The End Of.
Yeah, that one, maybe I'll play that at the end.
Okay, at the end of.
Right,
end of. We have Universal Child, which we would love to focus a little bit probably on this music. And they have Bull.
We have a song called Bull S. I'd like to start with that song. It's a little...
I like it.
There's
edgy,
no cursing.
No,
It's all good.
No, we trust you.
Yes.
And again, we are on a radio station that is uncensored. We can do anything that we want. But
oh my gosh, I should have sent you another one. It's even worse.
Then time for the fourth
next
meeting.
Next time.
Always here. You will be always here until we all will be so successful that we don't know what to do with the success. Then we'll be sharing success with everybody. But yes, you can always bring any song that you feel like and we'll be playing.
Yeah, Bull S.
Bull S. Don't the Bull S. I wanna know where the truth is. Don't the Bull S. Or shot your hole or better glue it. Umbrella, when the weather's fine, you make me feel like
jumping over the wires. Bye bye, all the lies and liars. I'm breaking the ice, jumping over the wires. Bye bye, all the lies and liars. The bullets or shot in your heart or by the crew.
This is so cool. This is so cool. You know, I love this about you. You are serious, but you are really not. How much?
It's
you
a
know,
fun thing.
It's
yeah.
a fun song. And congratulations. Year-round song. Yeah. Although it's really cool in the summer. I imagine people going crazy, you know, on the beach and just yeah. having fun dancing to this one and just scream.
Yeah, it's all about energy here.
It's all about energy.
And yeah. rebellious spirit. That's what it's about.
I can't believe that you made the topic of the song. This topic. That's so cool. So
yeah.
funny. you're playing on the drums.
The drums. This was Megan.
Megan. Yes.
Our drummer, our beautiful blonde,
gorgeous
girl. Whiplash.
She's got so much energy. But sorry, I was thinking playing solo on the guitar.
And you can just picture her going with
of
her
course.
Hair and everything. Yes, yeah. she played drums,
and you play guitar.
Pretty much the rest of the instruments.
Yeah. Oh my, it's really really good. I love it. And this is a new song.
Yeah, it's one of the songs from the second album, which is relatively new.
Yes.
Yeah.
Your first album, what was the name?
The first album was called Privet Earth.
Yes.
And this is how the name of the band evolved from, because it used to be called Smirnov. Yeah. And it became Privet Earth from the name of the debut album. And now it's Privet Earth. And the new album is called Breaking the Ice.
Wow. Beautiful. Yeah. Okay, then we have two more songs that we'll be playing, and I'm hoping that we'll have a little bit live. Your guitar is so beautiful. You'll be playing and singing in Russian. I can't believe it.
Yeah, I'd like to play a song in Russian.
Okay, but this is the moment also in our show that I would like to welcome somebody very, very important. This is the institution for non-profit. It's called POLAM. POLAM, a full service financial institution, is the Polonia Bank that is here in LA. And I would love to just welcome POLAM to Accent on Family, because we really appreciate what this unusual bank is doing for all of us. And I think people will enjoy the commercial that we put together for this bank. And right now we'll be playing our commercial, and also we'll say thank you that we could use free royalty music from www.bensound.com. Okay, let's play.
How would you like to own a financial institution? The POLAM Federal Credit Union is a member-owned financial institution that serves exclusively the Southern California region, with offices in Los Angeles and Orange. Like banks, POLAM accepts deposits, makes loans, and provides financial services. The credit union is federally insured by the NCUA and is an equal opportunity lender. Unlike banks, POLAM is nonprofit, which means better rates and lower fees, as well as great personalized customer service. After all, when you're a member, you're also an owner. We'd love to hear from you. Visit us at polam.org. POLAM Federal Credit Union, bringing the charm of Europe to Southern California.
I think we need to check this bank out. Everybody who listens to this commercial will be playing also on Accent on the Best of Poland and Europe, which obviously this bank, POLAM, is perfect for all of us too. Anyway, and coming back to my guest.
Привет.
Привет. Well, we need to tell people what привет means.
Hello.
Hello in Russian.
Hello, and I'm...
But we can learn привет.
I'm trying to make this word like as popular as like, matryoshka or vodka.
Vodka.
Or vodka, yeah. That, as popular as vodka.
Smirnov.
That's a good.
Very popular.
Please don't talk about Smirnov.
No, your name is spelled a little bit different.
Yeah, it is.
Then we need to... Yeah, to just
it got
maybe
V show. At the end instead of double F.
F, yes. But yeah. Again, it's, I think it's nothing wrong with that. You're,
yeah,
it's a good vodka, then your
people
name is
people always
similar.
Ask me, yeah. So do you belong to the family? And I'm like, yeah. And I'm here standing in line in a grocery shop and not my assistant.
Oh.
So, yeah, I belong.
Because they
yeah.
don't like you because you don't drink alcohol.
Yeah,
that's
they,
why. Anyway... We yeah. had so serious conversation before we enter the studio.
Yeah.
We were talking about crisis in the world. We were talking
yes.
about terrorism. We were talking a little about Donald Trump. We were talking about your new calling. And could you tell us a little bit
yeah,
what is so serious in your life right now that you turn your heart and brain into charitable causes?
Yeah. Basically, we all know what happened, and you know, the last year, 2015, was a pretty hectic one, and it's still going on, especially in Syria, and things like, you know, terrorist attacks all over the world, for example, in the Russian plane crash in Sinai or Bataclan, which was insane, the whole country was on lockdown, France, I'm talking, and I was pretty affected, I was... pretty much personally affected because I had friends and family who were in the area pretty much, you know, and it was, you know, pretty intense for me. I was calling my friend in France. I'm like, are you okay? Because they're like, you know, so many attacks, like 5 attacks happened in there. And it all resulted, all this intense feeling and all that pain, it resulted into a song, which, of course, that's what we musicians do. We write a song,
yeah.
And this song, as it was written in December, so it was this feeling like, hopefully this is the end of the something bad, and I call the song The End of the Broken World, which pretty much is, if you say the end of the world, it just sounds horrible, but when you put broken to it, it reverses the meaning in a sense.
Yeah.
So, and this is the song we're also gonna play, and... the song basically is the idea of the song is to become, and my main goal is to make it into a charity single and to raise money with the song and hopefully get more, as they call it, a star power and musicians on board to sing it together to make it as a collective effort because the whole idea and the whole here is to make the next We Are the World kind of
yeah.
message. And I already have musicians like Scott Page from Pink Floyd, who's a saxophone player from Pink Floyd, and also Supertramp, who already endorsed it, and we played this song together a few times live, and it was an amazing experience, and people really connect to it, and now recently, World Vision called us pretty much and said we, you know, we want to endorse and join this, and as well, World Vision is the biggest charity. One of the biggest charities in the world, and they are working on the Syrian crisis because it's the biggest crisis in the world right now. If 12 million people are affected, it's more than Katrina hurricane, Haiti earthquake, and Indian tsunami put together. This crisis is just humongous, and it's affecting Europe. It's affecting all the world. So, and I mean. Politicians do their thing and sometimes not the best things, but you know, it's a whole different conversation. But what can we do as musicians? We can just try and see if we can raise some funds to just help people who are caught in this, especially children.
Yeah,
especially
that's
children.
What we were also talking about. Sometimes we all want to help, and most people are helping in some causes, but when it comes to me, I always feel so much as a mother and you as a father, you know, that the children need the most protection. And somehow, somewhere, we don't think this way. We think maybe about more grown-up issue and we are looking from the top of that. But
yeah.
from the eyesight of child, this is like the most horrifying things that can happen to them. Yeah. They just are attached to parents. Sometimes they are separated from parents. They have nothing, and they don't understand why. And they see parents being scared and parents yeah. being so, so unhappy, and whole world is crashing in front of them.
Yes.
And I am in a way outsider in America because I came from Europe, and happened that I came when we have solidarity war. A lot of people yeah. just moved from my country for political reason. I didn't do that, but I also could be not welcome to this country for whatever reason. But I was, okay? I always felt nothing, only friendly, beautiful country that welcomes me. And you came from Russia. You yeah. had your own reason why you wanted to live in this country. And you were welcome too. Then Syrians yeah. are not welcome to most of countries. People are afraid that with
yeah, it's a crazy thing that's going on. And of course, terrorists spoiled the name.
Yes.
And it's a whole different topic, and Muslims and Christians and so on, but
it's always different topic behind people's yeah, pain. And but yeah. what I think, you as an artist and me too as an artist, we want to talk children, we want to talk
yeah,
pain,
we want
to talk families,
because children, and this is the most important thing, the country needs to rebuild the next generation, and the children needs to have their childhood.
Yeah.
Just basically have their childhood.
Right now.
Otherwise,
right
they
now.
Will grow up already corrupted emotionally and prone to joining
something
such
that, yes.
things like ISIS, for example.
Can hurt the whole civilization again.
Exactly. So this is essential and important to just save as many people as possible, and save them by giving them hope, by giving them some essential stuff.
And what is children. The name again of the big charity that
yeah,
you
it's called
to?
World Vision. World Vision okay. is an amazing charity.
And I'm sure people can check their website
yes,
and
definitely.
Just see what they are doing. Today, you are speaking your voice. You are
yeah.
giving us your voice as a musician,
yes.
singer, songwriter. And name of the song is?
I want to play... Well, we can play this song since we spoke about it. It's called The End of the Broken World, and it's just a demo version for now.
Gosh,
but
we have a premiere.
We
of
have
it.
A very special, yeah, this
oh,
song.
Oh, Aksenton is so proud of
yes.
all premieres.
And first time.
I just am so happy for that. And we'll see you come back. We'll see recorded
this
version.
This is going to grow. This is going to grow.
Because
and
we
I
want
believe in
artists.
It because it has a great noble cause.
And who knows who is listening to us today? Then maybe whoever would
yes.
like to participate in any way in dream that you have.
Yes, anybody
to just raise some
who
money,
wants to, yeah.
just move this song forward and maybe record the song and invite a lot of artists.
Yes,
to,
this is our goal. Yes,
that's
to have
our
a We Are the World. So let's do
okay,
it.
Okay, let's prevent Earth, the end
of the broken world.
Open up the blinds. You see the world is ending right before your eyes. It's time to stop pretending all the wars we had were demons in our heads. So why did we let them out? It's the end of the broken world, laying in the dark. It's the end of the broken world. We all met. South, let's begin, yeah, and make the new world. Take another step, no matter where you stand, it's H-E-L-P help, cyanide to better plan. Let ignorance and hate never rule this place, just hear what the children say. Yeah.
Oh, Ivan, it's beautiful. This song is just a demo for now. Gosh, demo. It's so good already. So good. It's so powerful.
It's called a high production demo.
I understand. Yeah, let's call this high production demo. You have so many changes, emotional changes. You have so much energy and then vulnerability. Then your voice is always just above and beyond. I don't know. Will you be able to play live a little bit of the song on our video channel? Or this will be tough for you?
Yeah, I can do it on a guitar. I mean, it's a song that is usually played on the piano. But I can do it.
Because we don't have piano. We are sitting and listening to the song. Will be tough on the video. And I want people to just get. We want to talk about obviously the situation of why you wrote the song and what you want to achieve. And I want people to hear a little bit.
Yeah, I can play it on the guitar.
We don't need a whole, but whatever you even pass. It's a beautiful song. I'm just hoping that Sam Hansen from LA Talk Radio will also understand what you want to achieve. He has now a music channel. I know he's played mostly and has right to play the bestest songs in the world. I think this is the bestest song
in the
world.
I like that word you're using, bestest.
The bestest song in the world. Cool. And could be that they will take this song under LA Talk Radio wings and maybe they'll make a statement. You know, I don't know.
I'm just putting it right now.
You know, words in mouth of LA Talk Radio and hoping that they will react. But you know what? In 20 minutes, Sam maybe will have no choice because we'll ask him on a video channel, say, what do you think? And he's very political gentleman too. He has his own show, Sam, in the morning. Then we'll find out. We'll be talking a little politics and all the sadness. And like you say, maybe it's the end of the broken world. Maybe we need to do something to glue the world together.
Gotta end the broken world. And it's up to all of us.
It's up to all of us. And for sure, music is the one thing that
music
makes people
happy. Music is something that inspires people and needs to lead the way. Music always is a front runner.
Yeah.
Because it always music and literature and art in general,
you cannot
always
silent music.
One step ahead, and it'll tell people where to go. People, business, anybody, businessmen, politicians, here's the message.
Yeah.
This is inspirational. This is how it is.
And you know, we both are coming from socialistic countries, from whatever you can call us. It's so funny because what's going on right now in America with elections, and we were talking about
very
this too.
Entertaining.
It's very entertaining, and it's so funny because we are coming from different part of the world, and we see our three really most important elective heads.
One of them is socialist.
One is a socialist, so he's called socialist. Then we have a woman, which everybody thinks it's time maybe to have woman president. And it's we have a very unusual guy
with a very unusual hair.
And hair. Also, he has lots of to say. He's not worrying to say anything that he wants
Definitely
to
not
say.
Afraid.
Not afraid with everything what's going on in life. And they're very strong, all three. All three people are very, very strong candidates to be a president. And they made politics relevant, you know.
It has become pretty entertaining.
Yeah, and we can see it's a entertainment, but really politics were always part of entertainment world. I think good for all of us to be right now part of this process. And what can I say? We'll be talking probably politics with Sam soon in 20 minutes. Right now, I will make a little bit break because, you know, we are talking about love. Then Ilona Europa loves to sing about love. Sometimes love is just sad too. And then I'm always anticipating that love will come my way and will be here to stay. I was not so lucky for many, many years, but right now, who knows?
The broken world.
My world, I'm hoping, you know. And for everybody who has a broken heart and has a reason to maybe dream, that anticipation. Anticipation is the song that I would love to dedicate to, okay?
Oh,
that's all we can do. We can only wait and anticipate the love.
Ambient.
Will, yes.
I like that.
Yeah, we need to be happy. Everybody needs to fight for happiness. We have bigger picture that we are fighting for. We are talking world peace. We are talking new election. We are talking our families. We are talking about broken hearts. All is really what we are talking is love.
It's, yeah, I was just going to say that. It's all about that energy that you know, is called love. That people just have to... Sometimes it's also all about compassion as well.
Yeah,
and
compassion.
People just want to know somebody understands how they feel, and they're willing, you know, to help. Sometimes, you know, and just the feeling that people understand me and how I feel, and we can just talk maybe, and that even can help you sometimes to rise above your own depression or something. It's important.
It's the moment
that
we all need somebody to just take our hands and say, all will be okay.
Yes.
But tonight,
yes.
We need to play. We need to play right now the song that I'm waiting so much for, because it's a special song, will be in your own language, in Russian.
Yes,
I think you'll be the first artist who sings in Russian on
cool.
Accent On. Please do that. And then we have one more song that we need to play before end of the show. And I cannot wait. Oh, how excited we are. Accent On, the best. I can say our artists bring something that none of the radio station can deliver. Okay.
Okay. Can you hear my guitar?
Yes.
This is a song that I wrote a while ago, back in Russia, when I was just a teenager. And it was a kind of a farewell, in a sense, to the old life, to the old Russia that I was living in. Because when I came back 9 years later, I had a 9-year break. It was a different place. It was a better place.
Good.
But this is one of those ballads.
Before you left.
Close to my heart, and it's called Quiet, or in Russian it's called Tikhaya, which means quiet.
Тихая, нежная, светлая, вешняя, небо, река, уходящая ввысь. Дай мне на миг твоего безбрежия в тающем сне под названием жизнь, в тающем сне под названием. Жизнь начиналась полями зелеными, в реках ночных золотилась вода. Все, что я видел глазами влюбленными, я окрестил тихим словом мечта. Я окрестил тихим словом мечта. Вновь улыбалась мне в тот самый час перед вечной зимой, в тот самый день, где душа осталась, и в тот самый миг мы простились с тобой, в тот самый миг мы простились с тобой, моя нежная, тихая, вешняя, небо, река, уходящая ввысь. Дай мне на миг твоего безбрежья в тающем сне под названием жизнь, в сказочном сне под названием
Oh, so beautiful.
Thank you.
We all need to know what is the song about. You mentioned that it's very important to you. Okay.
You know, this song is about, it's about a love that I lost.
Yeah.
You know, it was a long time ago, but it was to do with Russia and with somebody that's, you know, special feelings, and something that was close to my heart that I lost that I can never get back. But, you know, you have to move on, mm-hmm. and you have to say goodbye.
Oh,
and
boy.
That's pretty much...
That's a lesson that you can give to all of us.
Yeah.
Eventually you need to say, move on, goodbye.
You have to move on.
Yeah, but life is for living.
That soft spot in my heart is always there, and this is the song.
And now you see, every time when you play, you still go back to these feelings.
Yeah, just close my eyes and I relive it. Because when you sing a song, it's like a piece of memory in you, and you constantly relive it again.
Is this good, you think, for your soul, or really makes you hurt over and over again?
It's interesting. It's tricky because it's good things, especially. It's like therapy when you're down and you relive a nice something great when you sing a song. It's therapy. But I think the sad song is also therapy because then it reminds you that you were in the worst place.
Oh, okay.
That you are now. It's not so bad, and
what's much you were able when to. You wrote
what doesn't kill you makes you stronger.
Yes.
You know that kind of thing. So. It is always a therapy. Music is a therapy.
That's for sure. And we have one song before we end our show. It's called Universal Child. This is the right song to finish. And
show. And it's dedicated to my son.
Oh,
Alexander. Yes. Yeah, so is the whole album.
Oh, of course. And we love you. We love your wife. We love you. And you'll be back. I really think that that we just want you to go back to what you do the best, writing, being on a stage and raising the money, maybe for something that you right now think is so
important.
Also
for the Universal Children.
For Universal Children, then I think the Universal Child is a perfect title.
Yes.
And it's a perfect song to end our show for today. Thank you, thank you. We had in our studio Ivan Smirnov.
And thank you so
from
much.
From Privet.
Privet Earth.
Then
PrivetEarth.com.
Yes, check a link I posted on both our show, Accent on Shows.
Okay. Awesome.
Thank
Blitz
you so
Rock.
Much.
It's so easy to love. It's so easy to love. It's so easy to love. It's so easy to love you. Even the night when you cry, when you are being naughty, always know you are my angel. It's so easy to love you. It's so easy to love. It's so easy to love. It's so easy to love. It's so easy to love you. When you grow up tall and strong, what you need to know is I'm there for you in times of danger. It's so easy to love. It's so easy to love.
You're listening to Accent On with Alona Europa, right here on LA Talk Radio.